You're listening to SBS News.
Morocco's vibrant culture is on show at an iftar dinner in Sydney. Iftar is when the day's long fast during the holy month of Ramadan is broken. Moroccan Australian Zara Rashidi says Moroccans celebrate Ramadan differently to Muslims from other countries.
Our iftar is not like the usual, everyone else. So our iftar is very light. We don't eat at one go, like the other ones do. They put all the food at one go. They put the main. We start, so we put a soup. And then we have a small pastry that we make that goes with the soup. And then later we have the main, like 3 a.m. So I don't know, it's like 3 a.m.
Nadia Bukti, another Moroccan Australian, says these types of celebrations during Ramadan are a way for Moroccan Australians to celebrate their heritage. So too will be watching their side play in the upcoming World Cup.
Now it's a big, it's a World Cup. So we probably get all the friends together and then just watch the match all together and then as well watch with the kids. And we always wear our Moroccan t-shirt.
After the Ramadan fast is broken, it's time for prayer before returning to the festivities. With scented candles burning, the room is filled with the spirit of Morocco. It's the same kind of spirit the Moroccan national team will seek to channel competing at the World Cup in Russia. The Moroccan ambassador to Australia is Karim Madrek. He says both religion and football are cause for celebration in the North African kingdom of more than 35 million people.
Always in Morocco, the 30 days of Ramadan are celebrations. The Moroccans are passionate about football. This is not our first participation to the World Cup. We participate many times. The last times it was, I think, 20 years ago.
That is indeed the case, although the team known as the Atlas Lions will want to improve on their 1998 showing, where they failed to get past the group stage. That is looking like a tough task in 2018, where they've been drawn in the same group as European powers Spain and Portugal. But the only time they got past the group stage, in 1986, they did beat Portugal. It helped them top a tough group that also featured England and Poland, and they'll be looking to do something similar this time around. Also on the agenda is Morocco's bid to host the 2026 World Cup. It's up against stiff competition, with the United States, Canada and Mexico putting in a joint bid. United States President Donald Trump has tweeted out veiled threats to those countries not supporting the bid in which his country is involved. But Morocco's top diplomat in Australia, Mr. Madrek, puts it diplomatically. He says the fuss on Twitter shows the strength of Morocco's candidacy, which he also claims is for the whole continent of Africa.
The candidacy of Morocco is our national candidacy, but it's African candidature to host the World Cup. We believe that Africa deserves to have at least the second chance to organize the World Cup. Morocco is passionate about football. We have the best, we have the good infrastructures. We have political and economic stability.
And if Moroccan Australians are any indication, they'll also have the support of a rich culture and devoted fans, both at Russia 2018 and beyond. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.